Hey, this is Nick Tropiano with the Anaheim Angels, and you're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini.
We've had a lot of baseball talk on the show this week, and we're going to continue, except on the local sports front. If you recall, last July, we had the Pacific Southwest Regional Little League Tournament for a couple of age groups here in the Castle Country. Well, it was such a huge success that it's coming back next month. This time, the 13-year-olds in the Babe Ruth division, where Carbon will definitely be well represented in this particular tournament. Joining us right now to talk about what is coming back and the impact that it has had on the community, we have Jill Emerson, who is the Southern Utah Commissioner over Cal Ripken and Babe Ruth, and also Nicole Steele. Guys, a pleasure to get you in today. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Seems just like yesterday we were talking about this particular tournament coming here to the Castle Country last year. Different age group, I know, this time, but once again, we have baseball, very meaningful baseball here in the Castle Country.
Yeah, the winner of this tournament will actually go on to the World Series. Do you know where that will be this year?
I do not. Not yet.
But nonetheless, very important. And I know last year we had 20 teams, a little bit smaller tournament this go around because it is only one age group, but 10 teams will still be making their way.
Yes, we'll have 10 teams here. We'll have Hawaii, Nevada, and Arizona, then three from Utah, one of those including our host team from Price, and three from California.
Now, I want to start by talking about the host team from Price, because I know that it is a rule wherever the tournament is, you automatically qualify, but this is a very good group, and we were talking about that off of the cuff. This team has had a lot of success. They'll be managed once again by Pat Smuin, and over the past, what, 4 or 5 years, people will recognize this squad, to say the least.
Absolutely. They've gone to their regional tournament outright, won it, and gone the last 4 or 5 years. This year, they're automatically in, but chances are they probably would have made it there anyway.
Sure, sure. I believe this would be 5 years, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, they've had a lot of success. Before we talk about the logistics of the tournament, I want to talk about the benefits of getting this tournament back into the Castle Country. And Jill, you and I had this conversation a little bit off the cuff. You were showing me some numbers, really a big boom here for the city and the county.
Correct. It really helped motels. It helped gas stations.
Restaurants.
Restaurants. Everyone was full, so they were excited to hear it coming back again.
You know, even grocery stores, Hibbett, Big Five, everything was busy.
I remember talking to quite a few people within the grocery store business. They said it was phenomenal, packed. And one of the other numbers that you had thrown out was hotels. I mean, we're looking at about an 86% increase from 2017 to 2018 in that same time frame.
Correct, yeah.
So when the Pacific Southwest Regional approached you guys about coming back, it was kind of a no-brainer. You have to do it, right? What was the initial reaction when they approached you guys about bringing the 13-year-old tournament here?
I told them to give me a month.
Because they asked right after last year, as soon as the tournament was over, and we were all still recovering from the whole week and the months of preparation, the week's very busy.
Over the duration of the tournament, we did have Leonard Hammer, who is over the Pacific West. He did come and watch the tournament, so he was quite pleased with what he had seen, so he did offer again on the spot. In September, I took on a new role of being the South Utah Commissioner, all of Cal Ripken and Babe Ruth. And so in that title, they came and knew that between our board, we could get everything done. And so I presented it to them, and everyone was excited. So it is a lot of work, but we're happy to have it here again.
I know you two kind of head the whole deal, so let me ask you, and we'll start with you, Nicole. What was the biggest learning experience last year in 2018 that you look at and say, okay, we can improve upon that in 2019, bringing in this many people to the local area?
Lots of little things, really. We realized we needed, this might seem minute, but more people taking water to the dugouts in between. We had one person doing that for all three fields last year, and it was just too much. Our concession stands, we learned things we could do in the concession stands. I learned a lot of things to keeping track of pitch count and players of the game and having the coaches come sign those logs after every game. Just little things that will overall make it run a lot smoother, I believe.
Now, Jill, I did talk to you a couple of times last year during the tournament. So when you go back and you look at it on a wide scale, obviously it was a success, or they wouldn't have asked you immediately after. What were some of the things that you picked up last year?
First off, I think our number one thing that I loved having it here is that many of the community recognized Hawaii. the Hawaii 14-year-olds, everyone loved them. And so for me, it was great to get to know these teams on a level of probably letting the businesses know, making sure people came out to watch the games. And that's what they told us. They love having small communities host baseball tournaments because of the reaction they get of people coming out to watch the games. Hopefully this year we are going to have it so that people won't have to pay again. So we want them to come and watch as much baseball. But what I've learned is, I guess, how to organize and micromanage and delegate.
We're trying to get her to delegate more.
A little bit more, sure.
She has so much going on.
Again, we're being joined right now by Jill Emerson, who is the Southern Utah Commissioner over Cal Ripken and Babe Ruth, and also Nicole Steele. Now, let's talk about the entire week of events, because it is an entire week, July 21st through the 27th. So, Nicole, what are some of the things that we can expect during that time frame besides baseball? Because I know you guys have a lot of other activities mixed in.
We do. So, teams last year started arriving on Friday and Saturday. Some teams even wanted, I know the Hawaii 8-year-olds came and made their teams practice a couple times just to get used to the altitude and, you know, lack of humidity and the dry heat. But they'll start arriving probably Saturday. We'll have team check-in all day. Well, not all day, but we'll have team check-in Sunday, which will be held at the Carbon County Event Center. Fairgrounds been really good to help us out there. We'll have each team come in. We'll Tina Henry is there with the Travel Bureau, and she has games to let people know about the community, know what we have, because each throughout the week, each team will have one day off that they'll be able to go explore the local area, and we want them to do that. That night, after team check-in, we'll have a team family, I should say, dinner also at the fairgrounds. It'll be a lot easier, I should say, because, again, last year we had 20 teams. This year we're only going to have 10. So we'll still have challenges, but we probably won't be running around as crazy.
1,100 last year, so our numbers this year are about 600.
Cut it in half, yeah. 20 teams to 10 teams.
And if you remember last year, that's when the power went out.
Yeah.
I don't know how we were blessed, but the fairgrounds was the only place in Price that had power. So we were very fortunate. After the dinner, we'll go over to the softball fields and have our skills challenge. So we'll have a home run derby, around the horn, base running, but we'll have some games just to have some fun before the tournament starts. So that will also be held Sunday evening at the softball complex. At the fairgrounds.
And Jill, I know that there's going to be some retired Major League Baseball players that will come and talk to the kids as well. I'm sure they'll be thrilled about that.
Yes. So we have Dave
Carnahan.
I can never say
Dave
his
Carnahan,
name.
Yep.
Say thank you. Dave Howard and Doug Howard. So Phil Roundy with Spencer's Wishes, I asked him to reach out and find some people that we could come and speak to these young boys and give them some good pointers. And one of them will throw the opening pitch Monday morning at our opening ceremonies.
And I just learned today one of those players actually played ball at CEU.
Correct. That's
Dave Carnahan.
Yep.
So that's pretty cool that he's familiar with the area. And
yes.
Yep.
Opening ceremonies, well, it's probably a different stadium, but they'll be at the College
sure,
Field.
Yeah, a little bit of a different stadium, and I'm glad you mentioned that, the College Field. That's where the majority of this will take place, right?
Yes.
At Carlson Klosmo Field.
Yes, and we will have opening ceremonies Monday, the parade of teams. They'll all come in one at a time. It's pretty neat. It's a pretty fun experience. After that, we'll start games. I think that's scheduled for 10?
Noon. Noon till 8. 8 o'clock is the last game.
Opening ceremonies are at what time?
At 10.
At 10. And then the first game will start at noon on Monday.
And then the championship game, it's scheduled for noon on July 27th, correct?
On that Saturday, yes.
It's going to be a busy day in the Castle Country that day, so you can throw in some championship baseball to go along with your afternoon.
Go to the International Days Parade, come watch the championship game, then go enjoy the park.
Yeah, definitely. Is there anything that we've missed? I think we've talked pretty much covered about everything, haven't we?
I think so.
We have a really good committee. I just want to give shout outs to our committee. There, you know, a lot of members that we would not be able to do if it's just a huge undertaking. And we did realize last year we needed more help. So we have a few more people on our committee this year to help. That was one thing we were stretched too thin last year.
And several sponsors in the community that have really helped out. And because we're nonprofit, we're going upon a tournament that we really hope our community steps up, and they always do. So we are very appreciative of them.
And Price City and Carbon County have also been very generous. So
correct.
Well, before I let you guys go, please give me all the details one more time. Go over everything, the dates, where it's happening, who's actually coming, all the logistics of this event coming up beginning on July 21st.
So July 21st through July
27th,
that Saturday. Again, it's the Southwest Regional Babe Ruth Baseball Tournament. So we will have a team from Hawaii, Arizona, Nevada, three teams from California, North, Central, and South, and three teams from Utah, including our host team.
It's going to be a lot of fun, guys. Thank you so much for taking out the time to come in. Great work. Again, obviously, 2018 was a huge success. I know there's little doubt 2019 will be an equal success. So I thank you guys again for the time and all your work that you put in. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we do have more Drive Time Sports coming up. We have to get out for a quick commercial break. But when we return, we'll move over to the national scene. It's a Friday edition of the show, live from the Auto Farm Studios right here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 a.m.